Bonjour, this is Cyril from Work Smarter, Live Better. In this video, I want to really challenge you to say no much more. When I work with a leadership team, it's a four-month journey. We cover many areas, but there's an exercise that is really interesting, which is analyzing how they spend their time. And so we start looking at or analyzing how they should spend their time, I should say. And so we look at, first of all, their personal time. I start with their personal time, their health, their family, their sleep. We look at that. Then we look at their top priority and how much time they should be spending on their priority. We look at their planning, how much time they should spend every week on planning. I'm a big fan on the planning side. We look at the triage, how much time they need to protect to manage their email, their messages, and so on, and their meeting with their team. So we map that out, and then we look at rest, everything else they have to do. And very, very, very often, what happens is people realize that they're far too committed. I remember doing that with the leadership team of a big bank here in Australia. And at the end of the exercise, they came to me and we were talking that as a team, and they said, Cyril, we realize that, they call that the 45 versus 93. And one of them stood up and said, Cyril, I realize that the way I want to work, I'd like to dedicate about 45 hours per week on work. But I realize that I'm committed for 93. And so it was this 45 that I would like to do versus 93 that if I look at everything I've committed myself, that I have to do. I love this quote from Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker, who wrote many books about leadership. You go to a bookstore and you can find many, many books and many lectures online from Peter Drucker. He say, there is nothing so useless as doing efficiently that who shouldn't be done at all. There's nothing so useless as doing efficiently that who shouldn't be done at all. So you need to eliminate. The big word I want you to have in your mind today is eliminate. What do you eliminate? First thing is your low impact things. Ask yourself four words, what impact long term? Anything which is low impact needs to get out of your diary. Eliminate. Now let me be even more ruthless than this. Eliminate some of your priority. It is a classic. I see so many leaders having too many priorities and giving their team too many priority. If everything is important, nothing is. And so you should eliminate some of your priority. How do I do this? First, I make sure that I only have very few priority every quarter. Second, I block my calendar in advance. I protect time for my personal, time for my priority, and time for my triage. And that might block maybe 40, 50, 60% of your time. So in this case, if once you've blocked your time for your personal, once you block your time for priority, once you block your time for your triage, there's only 40% left. Well, you say, hey, I only have 40% to do anything else. So I'm going to have to make some tough choice and eliminate. Eliminate, eliminate, eliminate. This is this week's Work Smarter, Live Better tip. Hope you enjoy it. You have a lovely day and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers.